plain Dave. Dave Healy joins us now.
Yo ho ho.
I told you we'd do that. We've got Liz is here, by the way. She's got very festive.
I tell you what, mate.
You hear
that? What's that?
Liz ringing her bells. She's very festive today.
I want to ring your bell.
It's into the 70s now, at least.
Oh, exactly, mate. You know what I mean? That's proper music, though, innit?
Uh-huh. Right, now, Christmas time. And, well, I've heard that you've been quite busy getting all sorts of things ready.
Oh, my goodness, mate. Simon, I've been like a little Santa Claus, I have. I now know how Father Christmas feels. I did something for the youngest daughter who said, Dad, that looks good. And I said, well, that's nice coming from you. And then the very next day, she gave it away. The very next day, she said, you know that thing you're making for me, Dad? Well, I'm stuck for Christmas presents for the kids at school. How do you fancy? So I went, okay. And I got a hand engrave them and put, you know. Then Georgie comes back. She says, Dad, Danny's told me, could you do some for my friends? Okay. And then Deb said, you know what? I know a few people who would like them. Okay. So, 10 days later, Simon, I've just finished them. I've oiled them, I've cut them, I've engraved them, they've wrapped them and they've given them out. So I'm going to get the verdict later.
How many have you done?
16 in total. But I've got another, I've got one on the anvil as we speak. There's Seamus the Rudolph Red Nose, because I'm in the workshop as we speak.
He's the what?
Walking away. Seamus the Red Nosed Reindeer, guide dog.
Oh,
and I've got about another 6 or 7 that I've got to do for after Christmas. So, and then my mate come today and give me a couple of other ideas. He says, why don't you do X, Y, and Z? Because he saw them and said, Dave, they look good. And I thought, oh, my life. I could have a little cottage industry going here, Simon.
Yeah, because you've done this before, of course. You've dropped yourself in it by making something quite nice. Remember the little dog houses?
Oh, crumbs, yeah, they're still going well. Everybody's sort of saying, Dave, I'm in the dog house. Can you do me one? I've had to make a dog house, a donkey house, a shark house, you name it, I've had to make it. And the key holders and stuff. But you know what, son? I love soft things like that. I'm due to, after Christmas, make a desk and filing cabinet for Debs, etc., in between running, in between cycling, in between working. But I love it because I'm in my little workshop and I now know why Santa Claus loves 363 days in his workshop, because it's so therapeutic. It's fantastic, mate.
Very peaceful. And you've got all the decos up as well, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, we've had them up and they came down sort of early-ish, because Seamus, the guide reindeer, decided in his infinite wisdom now, if the doorbell goes or the kids and Deb go out to the car outside, he has found a way of opening the living room door, not with a key. He just puts his paw up, knocks the handle, and he can get into the living room. So into the living room he shoots, there's a big bay window, out he looks as if to say, and they're leaving me, and they're coming back for me, who's out there, what's out there? We put the tree up in the bay window. The tree's rather on the large side. The kids chose it. Me and Deb had nothing to do with it till it got home and we thought, oh, my life. It even bends when it hits the ceiling. So we put it up and they put the lights on and the bauble. Everything was fantastic. And then Deb and the girls was going out. And Seamus decides, I'm not waiting. He bursts through the door. Next thing I heard was crunch, crunch, crunch. I thought, what the hell's that? So I stopped Deb and I come back in. And he went, oh, no. He'd gone to the bay window. He'd gone underneath the Christmas tree. But when he came back from the bay window, he went through the Christmas tree. Tree, baubles, lights, fairies, landed straight on top of the telly. And I'm thinking, oh, no, please, no. It's a new telly. Fortunately, the telly still works, the tree's back up, Seamus is forgiven, but I've had a job. I've had to put a little bolt on the living room door now to stop Seamus, the red-nosed reindeer, guiding his way through that door.
You can also lock Debs in as well.
I have tried, but when I creep up, I'm just not quick enough. But when Santa's been and bought her a fruit and nut and a Toblerone and she puts it in the cupboard in the kitchen, then I might just slip that lock.
Because I've heard that there's a mystery fruit and nut thief in your house. Have you any idea who that would be?
I have not got a clue, mate.
Mm.
I have not got a clue. We're still trying to work it out. It's like Cluedo. We've got a card with Blind Dave on. We've got another card with Blind Dave on. And we've got another card with Blind Dave on. And I just think that's discriminative.
Why?
Because they're blaming me. They're giving nobody else the option.
Equal opportunity. And you were out on your bike today.
Yes, yeah. We've been out on a maiden voyage. We've got another cycle challenge coming up in April for the foundation. It's the annual ride. And so me and Dougie, the Dougster, we've been out on Blind Dave 1, the Albion Foundation, West Bromwich Albion bike, blue and white colours. Lovely jubbly, mate. We've had some poops, peeps and toops, and Villa fans have been giving me a little bit of grief, as they do. But, yeah, we've done about 20, 25 miles. The bike needs a bit of a service, but it hasn't been out for about 3 or 4 months. But, yeah, we had a good old ride round. We've done a couple of errands on the way. Come back. We know that the bike needs a little bit of TLC, which we'll get sorted, and we're out again next week. So it's all happening, mate.
Well, Dave, we're just about to wind up, but just wanted to say thank you so much again for another year. Can you join me if you're not?
I shall
on New Year's Eve.
I shall be sober up until you're on it, New Year's Eve even. So, yeah, it to be a pleasure, mate. Always a pleasure. So it's been fantastic. It's been another fantastic year for me, for the family, for friends, relatives. It's been another fantastic year being a part of your show and being a part of RNIB Connect. And can I just say a Merry Christmas to each and everybody who is listening. I hope Santa plops down your chimney and brings you exactly what you want, mate. And if I don't hear the show on New Year's Eve, because of one reason or another, I'd like to wish them all a very happy new year, and let's hope 2018 is good, healthy, and prosperous for everybody.
Dave, thank you so much. Hope you have a great Christmas, you and Debs and the kids, and Seamus, the guide reindeer. We'll speak to you New Year's Eve, all being well.